Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a video shows cops tracking down a Florida man who tried to evade arrest by swimming to a small island. Wasn't going to happen. How many times do we have to talk about this where they try to swim away and it ends up not happening because you're not going to do that. It's not going to happen. So this had to do with, this was in Port Orange, and body cam footage south of Daytona Beach. Officers went out to confront Jarrell Joyner, who was that by the Intercoastal Waterway. He had called police just like earlier and dared them to arrest him. And then police, after searching the islands, they said they found Joyner sleeping inside of a green tent. They ordered him to keep his hands up as they opened the tent. And they go, what's the problem? And he was asking officers, what's the problem? What's the problem? And they were like, you literally wanted us to, what's going on? Anyway, he looked really drunk. And there was, it's all on camera. This is all on camera. This is so crazy. Let's see here. This a Florida man left a toddler at the roadside after a suspected carjacking in a car seat. Police say the woman clung to the car. Her said her child was inside as the car sped away. This came from the Miami New Times. And so a Florida man was arrested after he carjacked this mom. And Broward County Sheriff arrested the 35-year-old after an anonymous tip identified him as the person leaving the 3-year-old in a car seat on the side of the road in Fort Lauderdale. And he was booked into the main jail, BSO's main jail, kidnapping, carjacking, interfering with the custody of a minor, all of that stuff. And it occurred at 8:30 in the morning. So thankfully, it wasn't like right when the sun was the hottest. But what happened was the mother and her daughter were involved in a car crash with another vehicle. And it was when the mom got out to exchange information that with the other driver that a man literally jumped in her car and drove off. So it wasn't like she left her car running with the door wide open and went inside for several minutes. You know, it wasn't anything like that. So thankfully the baby's okay, but good night. That's terrifying. This, a Florida correctional officer called 911 to complain about being cited for repeatedly honking his horn. Douglas Moore said he allegedly said he was honking his horn because it makes him drive faster. And he got a citation for it. You can get a citation if you honk your horn too much.
I imagine excessive noise. Maybe.
I mean, I guess so. But he was like, it makes me drive faster when I honk it. You know what? I would imagine that is true because people get out of your way. I would think that. After he got cited, the deputy said Morse became angry and abusive and then called 911 to complain about it. And that's when he got arrested because you can't make false reports to 911. Why would you do that and get, I don't know, why would you get lippy like that when you're getting pulled over and then call 911, right? Because you know that that's illegal if you're calling 911 right in front. I mean, good grief. Let's see here. This, a Florida man bank robber handed a note to a bank teller demanding 1 cent. It's the Villages.
It's what?
It's a Villages. This guy's, by the way, his mugshot is, man, great. I included it. His name is Michael Fleming. Okay, he's 41, so I guess he was in the Villages, but you can't be of the Villages because he's not old enough to be in the Villages, right?
He may be family.
I think that you got like a time limit on how much you can. We've had this whole conversation before. So anyway, a bank robbery suspect was arrested. He handed a teller a note demanding 1 whole cent.
A cent?
A cent. And the teller was like, a cent withdrawal is not possible. And he goes, so you want me to say the other word? And the teller was like, what? And deputies arrived at the bank. Fleming was still in the building. He was taken into custody. He has no criminal history. He was arrested on a charge of robbery and $5,000 bond. So I don't understand that. And that's where the story ends. I don't understand this. 1 cent? Like, are you just trying to get... Did he think that he wouldn't go to jail if it was 1 cent? Like, what are the...
That's not a felony, though.
I mean... Yeah, and it was a note. I would like 1 cent. What is that? I agree with Annie Oakley, who said, quote, I would like to see every woman know how to handle guns as naturally as they know how to handle babies. Now, I myself regularly conceal carry a 9mm. Now, that said, not every woman is like me, has had the hours of training that I've had, or feels comfortable around firearms due to years of use, or maybe they're by a gun-free zone. I'd like to change that, what I can, while encouraging self-defense at the same time. So this is where Byrna comes in. It's kind of like a starter weapon. They make a non-firearm firearm. I like the idea of incredible force sending chemical irritants towards a threat as an additional option for women. And the Byrna SD model shoots chemical irritant projectiles, 68 caliber rounds that can deter threats in their tracks up to 50 feet away. I mean, it hits hard. Easy target acquisition, zero recoil. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks, no permits required. It's shipped directly to your door. Gun-free isn't applicable to Byrna. It's great for wherever guns are banned. Visit Byrna.com/Dana for 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Dana.
Is anyone in the White House hiding information about the president's health or his ability to do the job day to day?
Absolutely not.
Given the fact that it's more than a bad night when his political future is threatened, would he be willing to provide more medical information? Would he be willing to have Dr. O'Connor provide more to answer these questions?
Look, Kilio, certainly understand the question, appreciate the question, but what we have provided has been very transparent.
She doesn't appreciate the question.
Has been. But February was this year. It wasn't too long ago. It was indeed this year. And we provided transparent report, a thorough report.
There were many Americans who were concerned about his capacity.
Oh my gosh, I can't even deal. Notice the press. First off, welcome back, Dana Lash with you. Notice the press is so, they're like, wait, we can ask these questions again, guys. Hurry up. Let's ask these questions to pretend like we've been asking them all along. So can you tell us, Kareen, the president, is he doing his day to day job? Because you know, it came out yesterday that he has a daily nap. There's like so many leaks coming right now. I feel like a drunk gold digger in the middle of a waterfall, just like taking everything in my pan. I don't even know how to deal with this. Kane, I'm out of popcorn.
Gotta get more.
Dana, you should take this seriously. It's about the future of our country. Have you met me? So I love, first off, that the media is like, oh, it's, we're the reporters, us now? We get to, because they haven't done any of this. Look at how hysterical they are. They're running around the newsrooms in disarray. They're probably knocking each other down because they're so desperate to make it look like they've been reporting on this all along. Look at them show up with their pencil tucked behind their ears. So you're telling us, Kareen. Wait, who the hell is you? When did you start asking questions? You've been silent for years. For 4 years, you've been quiet. Now all of a sudden you're asking questions because you see the power shifting. They go where the power is, right? They go where the power is. That's like Talladega Nights when Ricky Bobby lost his wife. And she's like, I go with the race car driver. I go with him. Like when Ricky got into his accident before his daddy rehabilitated him with a puma in the backseat, right? And he ended up losing his wife. And she went with the other that travels, follows power. The media is just like that. They're like Ricky Bobby's wife from Talladega Nights. They follow power. So now they're going to start asking questions. They see these leaks coming out. That's a signal to them. Oh, it's okay to start asking these things now. We can start asking these questions. Yes, that's so. Is anyone hiding information like this? Audio soundbite 2. Listen to these questions now. Listen.
I'm going to ask something delicate, and you may not like it. The president may not like to hear it if he's watching, but I think the American people need to get a yes or no answer on this. Does President Biden, at 81 years old, have Alzheimer's?
Oh my gosh.
Any form of dementia or degenerative illness that would cause these sorts of lapses? And it's a yes or no question. And if you don't know, why don't you, as one of his senior staff members, know?
I have an answer for you. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
It's a no. And I hope you're asking the other guy the same exact question.
Oh, so they're listen to it. They're please don't beat us. I'm going to ask this question because we got the green light that it's okay to ask it now. Please don't kill us. Is it okay, Kareem? Like he's flinching, like he's waiting, like he's waiting to get hit. These people are rat bastards. You know why? Because they didn't ask a single one of these questions for 4 years. They knew it. They're culpable in it. I saw this tweet from, Big Tater over at CNN. He didn't was CNN anymore. Yeah. Sorry. I swear to you, he tweeted this. Hands to sky. Big Tater, spending G's. He's tweeted, my humble message for everyone enraged at the news media right now, the crisis of faith and Biden's capabilities is not a media creation. Democratic Party officials are the ones driving this conversation. I'm sorry. Hold up here, Tater. Hold up. Let's pull this Prius over for a second. Have a little convo. What do you mean that the crisis of faith and his capabilities is not a media creation? Are you kidding me? You fluffers hit it for 4 years. You hid it for 4 years. You didn't hide it. We all saw it. And we all asked questions. And what'd y'all do? You called us conspiracy theorists. You called us names. You said that we were making fun of his stutter. You said all these things. I mean, surely y'all remember this. Because I remember it just as clear as day. I mean, it literally a couple of weeks ago, the Washington Post, when the White House... when Karine Jean-Pierre forgot that it was deep fake and called it cheap fake, they gave 4 Pinocchios to these videos that showed clearly Biden is about to defecate his drawers, right? He's like barely cognizant of where he is. And it gave it dismissed. In fact, here what it was. It was a quote, pernicious effort to reinforce an existing stereotype. Washington Post was telling everyone that you were lying and they gave you these little cutie Pinocchios. You get a Pinocchio. You're going to get a kick in the butt. Give me a Pinocchio. This is true. We all see this. We see him. We see him falling down on flat surfaces, not remembering where he is, calling on dead people at events that have been dead for quite some time. We see all of this. And y'all were saying just 2 weeks ago, oh, well, you're going to have to get 4 Pinocchios. I mean, they're leading people with cheap. Here's the headline. Cheap fake Biden videos enrapture right-wing media, but deeply mislead. This was the Washington Post 2 weeks ago. A particularly effective attack on a political candidate can come in the form of a video snippet that appears to reinforce an existing stereotype. The social media feed of the RNC regularly churns out misleading clips of President Biden intended to show that he is too old for the job. Oh, and they keep going. They quote White House Press Secretary Andrew Bates saying that, well, fortunately, some of President Biden's right-wing critics don't respect their readers. They're basically saying that, you're all stupid. And then they add in their Pinocchio's tests. The use of these clips is an especially pernicious couple of examples of manipulated video. Could you use more, bad grammar? Thank you. What we label isolation under our guide to manipulated video because it's intended to create a false narrative, blah, blah. So now they're like, well, wait a minute. Why is no one asking about this? The same people, hands to sky, are now asking, well, why are no one's asking about this? I mean, this is now there were some. Let me pull this up. I have so many examples for you. We could be here legit all day. Oh, I came ready today. I mean, I come ready every day, but I was just eating all the popcorn that we have in Texas, watching all this stuff. So now what they're saying is, well, one of the reasons maybe perhaps we were hesitant to report on this is because, talking about old age is very delicate. I don't care about that. When you're talking about the White House, you're not talking about sitting grandma down and asking her if she's too old to drive anymore. It's a completely different scenario. This is the leader of the free world, the largest, most powerful nation on God's green earth. And you're afraid to ask tough questions because you think that talking about old age and political office is just delicate. Then you're too delicate for your damn job because you're not there to be delicate. You're supposed to be the attack dog on behalf of voters. the watchdog on behalf of voters. You're not supposed to be limping around like a beaten animal, too terrified to ask your political betters questions that you're supposed to be asking by very nature of the creation of your industry. These people are all culpable. I do not let a single one of them off the hook. I'm not going to give them kudos for just now. Oh, well, wow, so-and-so, Jake Tapper of CNN was asking some tough questions. So-and-so, Kelly O'Donnell's asking some tough questions. Oh, this, they were all in on this until like 2 weeks ago. This didn't change until they saw the signal coming down, the bad signal coming down from the White House. Oh, well, guys, looks like he might be on his way out here, of the might be withdrawn from the race. Then, only then, did they feel that it was safe for them to do their jobs. And they're only doing it so that they can position themselves to be adjacent to the next person with power. That is the only reason they're doing this. I mean, the fact that stuff like this has been hid for so long, and the fact that they attacked all of us when we brought it up, it's the great Biden cover-up. You know, like, for instance, ProPublica released this interview wherein it was an unedited interview that they just released yesterday. This interview was conducted 9 months ago. Why are they now releasing an unedited interview of Biden that was conducted 9 months ago? Well, they said, quote, "We believe it is worth giving the public another chance to see one of Biden's infrequent conversations with a reporter." No, you didn't. The first interview, the first time you released this interview, it was all edited and it was very short. And now he has all of his flaws and his blemishes in it. And you did it to add to this. You did it to cover your ass. You did it to make it look like you're being honest and transparent with the reader. ProPublica, left-leaning site. You Pravdas. And then you have, listen to this, Susan Glasser, who's with New York Magazine, tweets, "Well, this is such a key point. You know, where were all of these folks when Biden's decision to run again could have been headed off? When so many took a pass on thinking about the implications of someone asking for a second term that would have him serving to age 86, where were you? I just gave you the example of Washington Post 2 weeks ago, calling us liars, giving us four Pinocchios. You guys were calling us conspiracy theorists, all of you. You were saying that it was right-wing narrative, all of you. You were saying that it was cruel, that we were mocking his stutter, or that we were just trying to deflect from Trump, or whatever, whatever. Now, again, now they're only admitting that everything that we've seen for the past 4 years is true because it was impossible to say that it was a deep fake or a cheap fake to watch Biden stand side by side with Trump, a guy who's almost his age, at a debate. It's not an issue of age. It's an issue of cognitive health. And that was put on clear display. I mean, you had two similarly aged dudes who were on the stage and only one of them really knew where he was. All these people are right there with it. I mean, this coming from Semaphore. So Jill Abramson, these NBC people telling Semaphore, "The Biden White House clearly succeeded in a massive cover up to the degree of the president's feebleness and his serious physical decline." You got this in the newsletter that went out last night. They literally said this. That's what Jill Abramson told Semaphore, a news outlet. This is crazy. Semaphore wrote, quote, "It's clear the best news reporters in Washington have failed in the first duty of journalism to hold power accountable, to find out the truth. The Biden White House clearly succeeded in a massive cover up to the degree." No one. They did not cover it up. You covered it up. You could have reported on it. They don't have the power to cover it up. You do. And you rat bastards in the press covered it up. Just like you covered up the censorship with the White House and social media. Just like you covered up everything that Fauci was doing. Just like you covered up the fact that masks didn't work and the injections did not actually transfer immunity. Just like you covered up how the Russian collusion story was absolutely fake and that you knew that all of these intelligence officials that signed onto this letter were lying and that they signed onto the letter knowing that they were lying. You covered that up time and time and time again. You are not the victim. You are part of the problem. And in some instances, you are worse. We expect this of Marxist politicians. But as we approach Independence Day, I'll have our so-called free rat bastard press remember that this country was founded on the sacredness of the free press, which they spit on, the legacy of which they spit on every single day. They don't do their due diligence, and they have the audacity to turn on the people whom they are supposed to report for, to turn on the people from whom this government gets its authority by way of consent, to turn on the very people, to turn against the animating spirit of liberty that made this nation so amazing. They're really, truly responsible in all of this.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Why are we doing this? So the U.S. is going to pay Moderna $176 million to develop an mRNA pandemic flu, quote unquote, vaccine. Why are we doing this again? They want to accelerate it because of the bird flu concerns. Sorry, I'm just not really feeling the bird flu thing. Let's see. This is a lot. So student loan borrowers owe $1.6 trillion. And nearly half of them aren't paying. Now, remember, this was made so much more expensive by Democrats. And I think they did it as a way to get more revenue into the government. Just for that, because they took everything over. They decided to enrich themselves and enrich these colleges and universities on top. That's all this is. So they said that this 3-year timeout on federal student loan payments because of the pandemic, millions of borrowers have not been repaying it. You're looking at what, half of, I mean, that's what, that's $800 billion. Holy cow. Michelle Obama, people are booking her or counting on her to maybe become president. They're saying that her chances surge with bookmakers via Newsweek. I just don't see this happening. I don't. I'm going to move on from this. Tim Burton's Beetlejuice, the sequel, is going to open the Venice Film Festival, which is so incredibly fitting. And I like Tim Burton and I like Danny Elfman, so I'm going to go see these. Obviously, I'm totally going to go see this movie. Hi, goth kid. Saying, but Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hara, they're all in it. Monica Bellucci is in it. Willem Dafoe is in it. Super excited about all that. And it doesn't look super woke either. Tim Burton doesn't really do woke. And they tried to get at him before on that, and he just sort of slapped them all away and was like, blank you. I got blank you cred. Bye. So I respect that. Also, Walmart was evacuated and several were sickened after a foul odor permeated a Pennsylvania store. It was in Lower Nazareth, Pennsylvania. Shoppers had to be evacuated. They said that 9 people were taken to the hospital. Apparently, it was animal repellent that had been returned by a customer. Oh, boy.
First of all, Stephen, who are we agreeing? There's a long list of Democrats. Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer. The list goes on and on and on. You've named 4 or 5 people. Where is their consensus? You've got to build consensus. And there is not consensus right now. If you pick a white man over Kamala Harris, black women, I can tell you this, we're going to walk away. We're going to blow the party up.
So that is a California delegate who's saying that if Democrats choose a white man to replace Biden over Kamala Harris, then that's they're not going to go out and support. I don't know if I believe that to be true. Because Kamala Harris was the least supported, even amongst black voters, in the Democrat primaries of all of the candidates in the Democrat primaries. So there's just not a lot of receipts there that make me believe her. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. We're at the top of this second hour in a very weird Independence Eve because of all of the blowups with the Democrat Party. Now you can listen coast to coast. You can stream the radio program, watch the simulcast as well. On channel 347, DirecTV. You can find us on X, Rumble. There's always a discussion in Rumble. They have the McGroin crew in the Rumble discussion today. So always, always fun. Always join. So this delegate, I don't think I'm being dismissive in saying that I just don't believe her simply because I don't believe that. That didn't happen when she had to drop out of the primary debate. But also, I just feel like that's so one-sided and hypocritical. I mean, I'm all for Democrats, you know, tearing each other up. I mean, they have all of these different identity groups and they played them too long and now here's the consequence. But let's not forget that they had a white woman step aside for a black man coming from Illinois. So I'm just saying, you know, Hillary Clinton was told to step aside for Barack Obama, and that created a lot of tension within that party, and it created a lot of problems that we're all still dealing with today. So let's be kind of realistic about some of this. Further, I don't trust people. I have a hard time trusting politicians, especially if they have no record and they've never been governor. I always default to governors. If there's a governor running against like a senator or a rep, I tend to default to a governor, unless it's like a bunch of people that I don't like and like Doug Burgum. And then that's not going to happen. Or a bunch of like senators or reps and then Doug Burgum. Not going to happen. But this idea, and remember, this has been co-signed by James Clyburn. He had the shot across the bow. He's saying that he's going to support. I'm going to play this one more time. Audio soundbite six. This statement right now is the biggest statement in the Democrat primary. Listen to this.
I will support her if he were to step aside. But I want to support her going forward at some time in the future. I want this ticket to continue to be Biden-Harris. And then we'll see what happens after the next election.
So I say this. Remember, we've talked about this. He made Joe Biden president. Joe Biden wouldn't be president without James Clyburn. James Clyburn is now trying to use his muscle to send a shot across the bow saying, look, you're not going to be replacing Kamala Harris. The problem is Kamala Harris doesn't have likability. She is not a likable candidate. She doesn't seem genuine. And there's nothing that James Clyburn can do to offset her deficiencies as a candidate. Those are her deficiencies that have nothing to do with sex or race, ethnicity or anything else. They're just her deficiencies as a candidate. Now, in the meantime, they're having a Democrat governor's call today. The reporting was that Gavin Newsom flew to D.C. because he's definitely wants to be considered number one. He's put in a lot of time. I don't know what. And that's the other thing. Kamala Harris doesn't really have a record to run on. Borders are. I mean, that's the biggest thing that she was assigned. That would tank her itself because there are so many Democrats that are livid over what's been happening at the border. But if it's going to be somebody like Gavin Newsom, and we'll talk about this more should this, you know, end up being the reality. If it's somebody like Gavin Newsom, you need to consider all of the baggage that he has. And we talked about some of it yesterday, but I haven't even gotten into the high speed rail. I haven't even gotten into the water, you know, desalination plant. None of that. I mean, it's horrific. So that's a whole other topic of discussion that, you know, if he becomes the nominee, we'll talk about, or if it looks likely, we'll talk more about. But this is a problem that Democrats created it. I think that Biden's people believed that they were going to be able to use him as the avatar for their agenda, and that he would, I'm trying to figure out how to put this, that he would last through a second term. Does that make sense? And the reason I say this, and I was going back and forth, and if I wanted to have like a ton of different videos over the span of the past 4 years showing the, I mean, you guys know, I don't need to, you know, beat a dead horse. And at some point, even though I think he deserves it because of his petty nature all through the years, at some point for me, it feels cruel because these clips are so bad. When you start to play them successively like this, they're just so bad. But I mean, it's very clear. In the, like, even in 2018, when he was like hinting about running and then you had the midterms, he was so much more with it. 2019, 2020, and then he clearly had an episode, and then it just got worse from there. Because remember, a cognitive decline like this is a slow decline. It doesn't happen. You don't go to sleep and then wake up and you're cognitively impaired like this. So this was happening for a long time. My point in saying that is that all of these people around him had more than enough time to say, you know, he's not ready to do this again. He can't do this again. This isn't, you can't have it. Now, the excuses are still coming. Did you notice he was orange the other day? Yeah. He was orange yesterday. There was a meme going around where Biden was looking at Trump going, I'm the orange man now. You know, the whole, can't remember what movie that was with Tom Hanks and they got, that boat got captured. Oh, yeah. So they, I got to put this up. Politico. Biden family also blames CNN for bad makeup. Again, they said that he was too pale. Now, all of a sudden, he's completely orange. He was as orange as the day is long. And that seemed very weird. It's very weird. They're all freaking out. The whole White House is freaking out. Democrats are turning. Here's the other story I was telling you. Democrat staffers are absolutely terrified. This is all coming, you know, to a head. They're terrified of him. This story, Kamala doesn't read her daily briefings. It says, and Joe Biden's staff, the quote was, scared S-less of him. Terrified of him. Because he's so mean and so crabby. That's the real Joe, by the way. It said a former underling of Kamala Harris says she routinely refused to review briefing materials and would scold employees when she appeared unprepared. They said that she was a workplace bully and that more staffers are considering leaving her office. Four top aides to Harris will exit in the span of about a month. And they said staff are leaving because they're burned out and they don't want to be permanently branded a Harris person, Axios reported. And among those leaving are Simone Sanders, her chief spokesperson. So they also Peter Velez, director of press operations, and another staffer. So they're saying she didn't read any of this. Biden's briefings are curated for him so that he doesn't receive information that will set him off. I and this is an Associated Press piece. This is wild.
Decency's back in the White House?
Yeah, decency's back in the White House. Or Associated Press. This is an Axios piece. A lot of the leaks are coming from Axios, which I think Axios and Politico, which I think is interesting. So Biden's staff, they're scared of him, they're terrified of him. They want to curate his stuff because they don't want him to get bad news. And it keeps coming. Yeah, this is the Politico piece. We've all enabled the situation is the headline. Dems turn on Biden's inner sanctum post debate. His senior team management are getting more strictly controlled. This is so devastating. One official said, quote, you can't include that talking about information that will set him off. Or put that in because he likes that. It's a Rorschach test, not a briefing, because he is not a pleasant person to be around when he's being briefed. It's very difficult. People are scared S-less of him. That end quote. That's what they said. They said he doesn't take another quote, another official. He doesn't take advice from anyone other than those few top aides. And it becomes a perfect storm because he just gets more and more isolated from their efforts to control it. Wow. So he doesn't get fully briefed because he only wants good news. And then Kamala doesn't read it at all. And they said that he also gets naps. Don't forget the nap.
That's our top 2.
Yeah.
That's our top 2.
They said his debate prep started at 11 a.m. and then he had a nap. So he had a full hour and then he had a nap. New York Times, Biden lapses are said to be increasingly common and worrisome. These are all stories that have just come out in the past 24 hours. I'm not even kidding you. It is a waterfall right now. They said people have spent, this is the New York Times, people have spent time with Biden over the past few months or so, said the lapses have grown more frequent, more pronounced, and more worrisome. Oof. Oof. And then he gets, you know, the nap times. Now they're saying, oh yeah, he works a couple hours, takes a nap, works a couple hours. Oh my gosh. This is just, it's so bad. It's so bad.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.